Hi, I'm Carla Hall of ABC's The Chew. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Excuse me, let's make that 10 a.m. to 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for joining us, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have something very special in store. For those of you that follow fine dining in California and the West, a very prestigious restaurant up in the Northern California area is Manresa. They're in Los Gatos, California. The owner chef there, David Kinch, is a multiple James Beard Foundation winner and also is the holder of a three-star Michelin restaurant, which there are very few of in the United States and not a whole lot in the world. To celebrate their 15th anniversary, he took his team to France to cook in three Michelin star restaurants, also Relais and Chateau restaurants, to do lunches and dinners. Really an incredible experience that a documentary was made around that is about to be released. And it is a pleasure to welcome David Kinch to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Chef, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for having me.
David, I've admired you for a long time. Unfortunately, I haven't been to Manresa in quite a while, but believe me, I know what you represent to the culinary world. And to maintain a three-star Michelin restaurant for as long as you have is a pretty impressive achievement. So again, my congratulations there. David, first quick question, because our listeners will be wanting to know this. Obviously, you can't dine in at Manresa right now, but I believe you're doing some carryout. Can you briefly tell us how you're able to serve your public right now? Because again, people are curious.
Yes, well, right now, especially in the county we're in Santa Clara County, there's no indoor dining allowed at all. Back in the beginning in March, when the first shelter in place came into effect, we immediately switched over to a takeout system. We were very lucky in that we had a pretty popular Instagram account that was documenting our family meal every day. The meals that we fed ourselves, wholesome, nutritious food that we cooked for ourselves, you know, as we prepared for our day to feed the public. And for us, it was pretty seamless to switch the ethos and the style of cooking that we were doing for ourselves over to the dining public. We tried to find a nice price point where people could decide to do it on a Tuesday or a Thursday night and not just for a special occasion. And it took off fairly well. It's done pretty well. Over the course of the past few weeks, also, we have added a couple of special kits involving special ingredients, and also a more of a luxury sit-down menu, a coursed-out menu that we par out for a certain amount every day. And that has proven to be a real winner as well.
David, I'm so glad that you found a way to stay open and accommodate your followers. Obviously, a lot of thinking and preparation went into that. Chef, on a more positive note, pre-COVID and hopefully post-COVID, can you give our listeners an idea of what the dining experience is like at Manresa? Because it's really something pretty incredible. And I know once people are able to dine in again, obviously the Bay Area is very popular for Southern Californians. We want to have Manresa be top of the mind. All right, we have a little pause in the action here. We're waiting to get David back. You know, we love cell phones. But we are talking with David Kinch, who is the executive chef and founder of Manresa up in Los Gatos, California, one of our few three-star Michelin restaurants in the United States, celebrated their 15th anniversary last year and did something rather grand, took the crew to France and cooked lunches and dinners in Michelin restaurants. David, we have you again. What I was asking was, is just briefly, can you give our listeners an idea of what the dining experience is at Manresa in normal times? Because normal times will occur again.
Yeah, well, I certainly hope so. Well, Manresa is, you know, we have a mantra that we use at Manresa, the entire team. We like to be a reflection of not only who we are, but where we are. We're trying to prepare an experience that is unique to the Central Coast of California. We work very hard on sourcing our product, whether it's meat, fish, vegetables, and fruit. We try to prepare it simply and with exceptional execution. I like to think of our service and the experience of the restaurant is kind of casually elegant. It's not formal by any means, but tries to represent the ethos of what the experience is like living our lives in California.
David, what I remember from my meal at Manresa a few years back is it's everything you say it is, but it's not fussy. It's not pretentious. And sometimes when you get to high-end fine dining, you know, it can be a lot. So I definitely appreciate exactly what you're saying. Now, David, you did something pretty incredible. And in terms of the logistics of this, I'm still impressed having seen the documentary. Where did the idea in your mind, I mean, I know you're a Francophile, but closing the restaurant for a month, taking most of your kitchen crew and some of your front of the house staff with you to France for this intensive 10 days. Wow. I mean, how did that idea hatch in your mind? And at what point did you think I could really pull this off?
Well, you know, 15 years in the restaurant business is a lifetime. And to reach this milestone with the restaurant, I wanted to thank the staff. I wanted to offer an experience for the staff for my gratitude for sharing our vision and allowing in our success. And one of the things I wanted to do, I think, was to take the team to France, to the place where I really fell in love with food and started to understand the rigors and the discipline and the happiness that one can get in working. And I thought it was a good idea. A lot of the younger members of the team, of course, had never been to Europe or had been to France, and I wanted to share with them the pleasures that I had found over there. The original plan was to just simply take Manresa over there and open it up there as a pop-up for a month. But funnily enough, Relais and Chateau, which we are a member of, got involved, and they're the ones that suggested, along with their help and sponsorship, is to pair up with some other Relais and Chateau restaurants as a cross promotion and perhaps to allow us to expand our wings a little bit better. I can assure you their idea was much better than mine because we were walking into fully functioning kitchens with fully functioning staffs, and the collaborative effort, I thought, was a really great way to experience what it's like to live and to work over there. I certainly got a lot of it out myself.
Well, and the documentary certainly presents it that way. David, just to give our listeners a little better idea, how many staff people did you take with you, and how many different lunches and dinners did you do during that intensive 10-day period?
We took 16 people with us on this trip. We took most of the front of the house management, my restaurant director, general manager, my sommelier. I took an assistant manager, and we also took most of the kitchen management team, and almost all of the cooks went as well.
Wow. Now, jumping ahead a little bit, the documentary is called A Chef's Voyage. It's a lot more than just the 15th anniversary celebration of Manresa. I can't recommend it highly enough because I think it gives people a real perspective, David, of what goes on in a fine dining restaurant. And it's not all glamorous and bright lights by any stretch of the imagination. It's very hard work. It has a payoff if you love it. But, you know, it's not an easy life and not an easy living. The documentary, A Chef's Voyage, debuts next Friday on Virtual Cinema. How can our audience connect with this? Because again, I do wholeheartedly recommend this. It's very revealing and very honest, and you present yourself in a very honest way, not glamorous at all.
I mean, to release a film now in COVID, how do you do it with theaters? So how it's going to be working with is you will go to one of two websites. The first one is called lamelle.com. That's LAEMMLE.com, where you can start watching the film starting on September 18th. And, of course, the major one is firstrunfeatures.com, and you will find that under Chef's Voyage. And you will go in and you will purchase a ticket at a virtual theater, and then you'll be able to download the show and watch it at your convenience at home on whatever screen you choose.
And, David, what I recommend to our listeners is to support local businesses. Lemle Theaters, L-A-E-M-M-L-E, is a local theater operator that is known for exhibiting art films, documentaries, third-generation family ownership, David. Really impressive outfit. Ladies and gentlemen in Southern California, let's support them if we can, along with an entrepreneurial business like Manresa. David, the language barrier there is I surmised from viewing the documentary, you speak fluent French. Your sommelier apparently speaks fluent French. How did the rest of the group communicate? Because that's tough. And I've heard, I may be wrong about this, but I've heard in France, they don't have a lot of respect for you unless you can speak a little of their language.
Well, I think over there, they realized the specialness of the occasion. I think they were excited to have us and to experience something new themselves, as did our team. I think the language barrier, in a way, worked for us a little bit because it forced another way of communication between the two teams on how to get things done, and as opposed to just speaking, you would have to demonstrate or you would have to show how to do it or you'd have to collaborate and work together. And that was the whole point of me bringing the team over there, is to have this immersive experience. And it might have been daunting at first, but after the first couple of days, I think everybody got into the groove of what the situation could be. And I have to say, at all three great houses that we went to, everyone was more than welcoming. We had no attitude whatsoever. I think everybody realized what a really cool experience was going on, and everybody worked towards the same goals.
Well, David, again, congratulations on all of this. It's really extraordinary that a documentary got done around this. As we're fighting the clock, there is another local connection that we want to mention. Josiah Citrin has been a regular guest on the SoCal Restaurant Show. Just very briefly, what is he doing next week to salute the release of A Chef's Voyage? Because it's a lot of fun, and you chefs are collaborative. And, of course, Josiah's got a couple Michelin stars, too.
Oh, he sure does. I've known Josiah for a long time. He's one of my favorite people in the industry. And, of course, he is a deep Francophile as well. Josiah had a chance to see the documentary. He told me he really, really loved it. And during this COVID, during the COVID pandemic, he has been offering a series of menus at his restaurant, Malise, based around certain themes to keep it interesting and to have people come back. And he very graciously offered to build a menu around the film in which people can go in and eat the meal, purchase the meal. But I do believe also they will get a code, a voucher, to view the film as well at the same time. I looked at his menu. Josiah put together some dishes, some classic dishes from Manresa, and did research into some of the restaurants and replicating some of their signature dishes as well. It's all very, very exciting.
Well, David, as you know, Josiah does not do anything halfway. So, again, I'd recommend our listeners take a look at this. It gets a little complicated, ladies and gentlemen, so following me. By noon on Monday on Talk, If you search for Melisse and Citron, the menu will be there with all the information. I encourage you to wait until midday on Monday to do that. And before we need to say goodbye to Chef David, we do want to mention an extraordinary aspect of that menu. David, in the documentary, your wonderful, energetic pastry chef credits our own Sherry Yard, who we love here in Southern California, is being her inspiration. And Sherry Yard is doing the dessert that is part of that meal that you can take away as a tribute to A Chef's Voyage. What a wonderful thing. David, it has been a pleasure. Again, congratulations on 15 years. No easy accomplishment. Actually, I think you're at 16 now, are you not?
Oh, no, we're at 18. We went over there. It took 2 years to make the film. The trip itself was in October of 2017, and it's coming to fruition. They worked very, very hard on the film, but as you know, after seeing it, the results are really fantastic.
Well, David, one of the things they waited for just to conclude this is there's a wrap-up. Interlaced throughout the film is a commentary with you kind of doing a postscript on what happened. And again, it's not the typical talking heads in a documentary. They follow Chef as he's preparing a breakfast. If you've ever had an appreciation for what it takes to make an omelet, you need to see this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is David Kinch, executive chef and proprietor of the award-winning Manresa in Northern California. The documentary celebrating the 15th anniversary of Manresa, A Chef's Voyage, releases virtually next Friday. David, we look forward to having another opportunity to chat with you on the other side. And again,
anytime.
Thank you, sir.
Anytime. Thank you very much for having us.
David, our pleasure, believe me. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're jumping to downtown LA and the Hoxton. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.